Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is a member of the Joint Economic Committee. In releasing the report on Tuesday, he noted that only six other states had higher average student loan debt amounts than those in Vermont. Sanders is calling for Congress to take action. He wants legislation to prevent the doubling of Stafford student loan interest rates to 6.8% on July 1st. The Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, known as VSAC, is a nonprofit agency that provides grants, loans, scholarships, and career and education planning. President and CEO Don Vickers says the numbers in the report are not a surprise.
Student loan debt has been growing dramatically. Right now, it totals about $1 trillion in the U.S., and that far exceeds, I believe, credit card debt.
The report finds that 63% of Vermont students have loans with an average balance of $28,860. Vickers explains that's due to state funding for education.
Vermont ranks near last, 49th or 50th, in its support of higher education. And as a result, the tuitions at our public colleges and universities are a lot higher than the national average. And when that's the case, and you don't provide enough grant assistance, then the students have to go to debt financing.
Senator Sanders wants action on a proposal by Democratic Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren that would offer students the same 0.75% loan rate that the Federal Reserve grants to Wall Street banks. Vickers explains that the proposal would link the interest rate on student loans to the cost of Treasury borrowing, which does not currently occur.
To put that in perspective, last year the government made $50 billion profit on education loans. That profit is greater than the profit made last year by Apple, by ExxonMobil, and by J.P. Morgan Chase. So what's happening is students are paying a lot more to borrow on their loans than they should be in the current market conditions. And Senator Warren's proposal would link that to a floating rate based upon Treasury costs.
60% of college students in New York have an average debt over $26,000. SUNY Plattsburgh Student Association President Vanessa Capon will be a senior this fall, majoring in gender and women's studies. She originally planned to attend a private college.
I realized the amount of debt I would be in, and so I had to take a year off and then reevaluate my decision to go to a state school. Because of the cost, I wasn't even able to afford a private school out of state.
Capon says college costs are a huge topic of conversation and concern on campus.
It's a scary thing that's occurring with us because we come to college for an education because we want to better ourselves. We want to actually walk out of college with more opportunities, and those opportunities we hope are going to pay off. But at the same time, when our debt is just going to increase. It's scary. Are we actually going to walk out of college with more opportunities, or are we just going to be paying off our loans for the rest of our life? And it's a scary thing, and we hear that all around campus. And we see students trying to finish in 3 years so they have less debt, and at the same time, are they getting the full college experience in 3 years?
VSAC's Don Vickers cautions that overall, college debt has dire implications if not addressed.
As you saw in the report with Senator Sanders put out, is the actual amount they owe, not counting the interest they'll have to pay, is the equivalent of about 85% of their initial earning power. And so that is going to have dramatic implications on what those folks who are coming out of college and getting jobs are going to be able to spend, whether it be on housing, whether it be on anything else. So it will have a negative impact on the economy. There is no doubt about that.
A link to the report is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.